Man is the measure of all things. Well, that's what some people think. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, this rather popular idea fits nicely on a coffee mug, but where does it come from?
John, in the 5th century BC, Greek philosopher Protagoras claimed man is the measure of all things. The idea is that each of us is the sole interpreter of the world around us. My interaction with the world determines my reality. You interpret your reality.
Wow, very seductive. And the seduction is in the power. You get to have things your own way all the time.
Yeah, sure. Who wouldn't want life to be like ordering a fast food hamburger?
You even
get to have your own truth, allegedly. It's an example of a philosophy that displaces God. It puts us on the throne. And it could be one more reason to see philosophy as a bad thing. However, Christians should never retreat from the world of ideas, even bad ideas. We are called to stand up, stand out, speak the truth.
And humans are not the epicenter of everything, according to the Christian worldview.
The big picture, it's all about God, His glory. In that sense, the world revolves around Him, and perspective is everything. Close your eyes to God and you can't make sense of it all, because man is not the measure of all things. God is. And He wants us to open our eyes and to begin to grasp and gasp at the wonder of it all. Listen to Paul's words in the book of Romans. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse.
If you enjoy Alec's broadcast, you'll love his monthly devotional. Take your faith one step deeper a day at a time at reasonwhy.org. Look for the devotional. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.